leaving records of a civilization. I wonder how many people have noticed Israel is sending a lander to the moon, and further than that, they are sending a 30-million-page document with the history of the human race on the lander. The print is so small an electron microscope is needed to read it. Why would any country or party send this to the moon in the first place? Because it seems like such a waste of time, since we have been told the moon has no life on it. It is being said it is to preserve the history and technology of the human race if it gets destroyed. I just don't get it. Could it be the Israelis know something most of us don't? They were quick to point out they had faith in humanity, and were doing this just in case. This can't help but get us to think about certain things. They made an offhanded reference to global warming. Do they believe we are going to be wiped out by it? They were quick to say they had faith in humanity and believed it will solve the global warming issue. Do they really believe this, and if they did, would it be some other disaster they are worried about, such as a meteor wiping out the Earth or some disease destroying us? There has been a running argument with some scientists and a few people who believe the human race is a lot older than we were told. Readers of this site will note I have talked about this before. Perhaps humans have been through this type of apprehension before. Have there been clues other ancient traces of humans were on this planet and others far before we think, and did some of them leave evidence of their culture for others to find, because they thought the Earth was going to be destroyed? We know there has been evidence found of ancient atomic wars which we can't explain, and it is talked about in ancient Indian texts. Many tend to think aliens were on this planet, but what if they were not aliens at all, but advanced humans who lived here and left a record of themselves in these texts before either leaving for maybe a second time or going back into hiding? This would be the record they left. Humans seem to want to be remembered. Take the Dead Sea Scrolls, for example. They were found hidden in caves. Why did these ancient people go to the trouble of recording all this history? The answer is easy. They wanted us to remember who they were and what they saw. Some scrolls were even recorded on copper, because the ancients must have felt they had more longevity. We have found some pretty ancient things which could be a record from humans who may have lived millions of years ago, but these objects are not recognized by mainstream science. An example of what I am talking about are the Dripper stones, sometimes known as the Dzpa stones, Dripper stones and Dropka stones. Some say they are about 12,000 years old, but there are others who think they are far older. The stones are flat and have record-like circular grooves cut into them, leading some to think they contain recordings. We have not been able to confirm this, or have we? We have said we can't. But knowing how secret everything is today, I would have to say who knows. There are 716 of these stones, and the stones are said to contain tiny hieroglyph-like markings. Every stone has a double spiral groove on it. To make matters even more mysterious, the stones have all disappeared. It is said when Russian scientists were allowed to examine them, they put them on a turntable, and as it turned, the stones began to hum. Would these stones have presented evidence of something the authorities didn't want people to know? If not, why were they hidden away? Some believe the stones could be millions of years old and prove man was on this planet far longer than suspected. There is a theory of intelligent life existing on Earth before humans. Some believe it was reptilian-based. Could evidence have been found supporting this, and could that be the reason it is being withheld? Has some brain trust somewhere decided we can't handle the truth? One of the things which interests me is the fact many investigators claim to have seen things in NASA photos, and many whistleblowers have also attested to this fact. It does get one thinking. There have been claims of ruins on the moon and Mars. Let's look at the moon first, figuratively talking. Many experts claim there were ruins in some of the craters, and these craters are covered with the remains of glass domes. They have conservatively dated these ruins at more than a million years old. It has been said this was the real reason for the Apollo missions sent to the moon. This raises the question, were the records still available in some of these buildings which would have either warned us about anything or would have changed our history? There have been some photos which were enhanced to bring out the glass domes, and they seem to be a bluish color. Interesting, NASA has said in the past we could make glass using materials on the moon. If we did suffer a disaster on the moon, there probably is some proof of this somewhere up there. I think if I was looking to find records on the moon, I would head to the tower first. Photos show an extremely tall tower on the moon which seems to be made of glass. It looks like the highest structure which has ever been photographed. Perhaps it was some sort of control tower, so this is where I would look first. When we talk about records being stored, Mars seems to have a pyramid in the Cydonia region near the famous face. We know a lot of information was on the walls of Egyptian pyramids and temples, and there was even written documents written on papyrus which were left in some of these places. Perhaps if the pyramid on Mars proves to be made by an intelligent race, maybe even us, there is a good chance we could find a relevant record inside which might tell us about the civilization which lived there, if any. Do most intelligent races leave records? It seems they do on Earth. As far as alien races, we don't know yet, but if they are anything like us, I am sure they do.